My name is Sydney Clonahea. I'm 17 years old. The date is June 3rd, 2021, and I'm sitting here with my dad, Pocky Clonahea, in our house in Glendale, Wisconsin. So today I'm going to be asking my dad about his experience as an immigrant in America in 2001 and his reaction to the terrorist attack on 9/11, which occurred less than a year after he arrived in America for the very first time. So when did you first come to America and were you nervous?
Nervous a little bit. I first moved here in 2000, so it was a different atmosphere and everything was different, but it took a while for me to connect, especially with the winter time. That was the big, it take a while, but I'm still struggling with it. But anything other than that, I'm grateful that I made the change to move to the United States.
So, what did you think about America before you came here? Like, how did people...
I was thinking about is the... Growing up as a little kid, it was just the richest country in the world, and that's all I hear about, and it's like a free country. Everybody make a living there. They go there for find a new life and all of those. So and it's true. It's still to this day, I believe those it's still around.
So, what was your first impression of America, and how was it different from your life in Tonga?
My first expression of it is big. Everything is so much different from Tonga. We're talking about a little small island in the South Pacific that you can hardly find in the map. And you left there behind you to come to the United States. It's everything is different. Your lifestyle and everything is different. So trying to get used to it. Most of it, I'm getting the hang of it, but I don't know if I'll get a hang of winter though.
So what were you doing in your life when you first arrived? Like, were you working? What was mom doing? How are you adjusting to life in America?
When I first got here, I took ESL class at UWM. That was a big step for me. Learning ESL class, the English, and I met a lot of different cultures, and it was a great time meeting all different peoples and different cultures, and we all talk about each other. So took a while, but I get used to it.
Were you and mom married at that point?
No. I came here in a 90-day fiance's visa. Mm-hmm. So we have to get married in 90 days. Otherwise, there'll be something else. So, yeah, it took a while. We get married later on, but I was working. Just the friends of Sydney's grandpa and grandma. They own a construction company, and I was just working for them before I work for Sendex now.
How did your family back home react when you told them you were moving to America?
Honest, they think that I was crazy. And they thought that I was just joking about it, because they never thought I'm gonna ever leave. Because I grew up and always around my parents. I never wanna leave their side. Most of my brothers, they always do their own. I always around. So it was a shock for most of them when I make that call that I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna move to the United States. So yeah, and here I am.
Okay, so now that we have a little backstory, talking about 9/11. So where were you when 9/11 happened, and how'd you find out? What were you doing? What was your first reaction?
9/11, it's a day that I don't think any, not just an American, but anybody in the world will never forget.
Yeah.
I still remember that day that happened. At that moment, I was just working. I pick up a side job as I was picking up a side job as just a friend of your grandparents. So my mother-in-law drove me to her house, to this person's house, so that I was working at that moment. While we're driving, we heard on the radio about the whole thing. So it was shocking, but at the same time I didn't really get it in, the whole thing, how bad it was, until like got home at the end of the day and watch it on TV. It was hard to watch. And I was disappointed. And I never thought I was gonna see that or hear anything like that. But I guess that's just part of life. Some people make good decisions and some people, they make bad decisions.
So did you understand it from the perspective of terrorism? Because obviously in Tonga you didn't experience terrorism, but did you understand like the complexity of the issue as it pertained to like the United States and their foreign relations?
It was, it's a different side of it, because I did not really understand the back side of
right.
the terrorists. There's a thing is terrorists, because remember growing up in a little tiny island in nowhere in the South Pacific, is the only terrorists that I know is watching in a movie and sort of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So hearing, like I said, hearing it on the radio, sure, boom, and we keep driving. When I get home, and we finally saw it on TV, and it's just like, whoa, it's worse than being on the radio.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I remember Gaba saying, like, Aunt Sue called you. Did she call to check on you?
Yep. Yeah, they call because they think that we're nearby New York.
Mm-hmm.
So do my folks in New Zealand. They were calling thinking it's just like back in Tonga, do just like
small.
One thing will be happening and then everybody will know, but they don't realize how massive these countries are.
Yeah. Just to give a clarification, Sue is his sister who lives in California and had been in the States for a little bit. So did your family, like, want you to leave after that? Like, how did they react?
Well, their react was not, not like, yeah, you have to come back and all that. It was more like not understanding how big the country is, and they just react like that I'm right next door to the terrace.
Yeah.
So but I'm glad they still thinking of me.
Yeah. So did 9/11 make you scared for your future and your safety in America? Because I know that, like, I mean, everyone in the country is kind of scared, but, like, how did you feel staying in America?
No, I'll be honest, no. I wasn't scared or anything, but I was more like a concern.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think the react and all of that that the country did to make it better, it's I think that make everybody feel a little bit safe around thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't say that I was nervous, I was concerned.
Yeah. So how was it dealing with the narrative surrounding immigrants after the terrorist attack on 9/11? Because we talked about it in class, how after 9/11 there was a lot of hatred towards, like, immigrants in the United States of, like, Muslim descent, but how did that affect you overall being a new immigrant in the States?
Well, it's like, it was, I said it was not like feel that much different for me, because to be quite honest, is people thinking that I'm Hispanic or something like that, because
yeah, a lot of people do think you're Hispanic.
They have no idea
what Tonga
is and where it is, and and all of that. And I remember people just talking to me in Spanish. There were people who can speak Spanish. They
yeah.
talk to me in Spanish.
Do you remember we went to Cermak? That guy was talking to you in Spanish?
Yeah. And I wish I could speak the language, but I just look like one, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of difficult to be around.
Mm-hmm.
With at that time, it was not easy.
Yeah.
But not one bit that I thought, like I say, I was scared or anything like that. I was just concerned.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
How did mom react? And did, like, mom's reaction, like, change the way you felt about it? Like, did she kind of, like, freak you out a little bit?
Your mom?
Yes, my your wife, my mom.
I don't think it was... She was... I remember that, to be quite honest. Because, like I said, it happened... I was with her mom, your grandma. I mean, we never really talk about it.
Yeah.
I think it was more direct at them than us, sort of say. But it shouldn't be like that, but it did, and I'm just grateful that we live in this great country, and hopefully we'll get moving forward.
Yeah, so those are all the questions I have about 9/11, but we were talking in class about how, like, the test to become a citizen is, like, really hard. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because even I remember, like, I remember going to your ceremony when you became a citizen, and I remember you had those, like, packets of, like, the things you had to study to take the test. So can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. And that's why, you know, it's real. Like, it's nothing easy,
mm-hmm.
come easy. So, studying for that, I it was not easy, because I feel like I was, at that time, I was knowing the history of this country from the front of the page books to the end of it.
Yeah.
It take a while to study it,
mm-hmm.
but it was great. I loved it. But if anybody asks me anything about it now, I can remember it. But I was honored to do that and being a recipient of being a citizen of the United States.
Did you, like, take a class to study, or, like, how did that work?
They just give you a booklet that you can read, and it's basically about the country.
Yeah.
And I remember my father-in-law told me about, like, great, you know more about this country than all of us, the
yeah.
American.
Yeah. Well, that's, like, that's what we talked about in class, like, how the test is, like, really hard, and that a lot of Americans today, like, would kind of struggle on it just because it's, like, really specific information. But was it about, like, the Constitution and, like...
Yep.
All that kind
yep,
of stuff?
Yep, all that kind of stuff. So, I can be running for, I could have been running for the house of whatever back then. It was fun, but I don't want to do it again. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it. One and done.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they fail. Mm-hmm. When the person who did my test, due to one, you know, when she was saying that I was one of those, just one and done. There's a lot of people, they have to wait for another 3 months and study again.
Yeah.
So somehow I pull it off.
Okay, I just have one more question because I know you're getting antsy. So, overall, you're grateful that you're here, yes?
Yes.
Do you like, how do you think our lives would be different if we as a family lived in Tonga?
It would be different if we live in Tonga. I bet my take on that is just the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So
like speaking Tongan.
We speak in Tongan, the clothing will be different.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, like most people, yeah, especially your age, they might not like the way we that they allow the women's to dress and all of that, but so but anything else, I believe it'll be just fine. You guys might like the way the youth do things over there, but economy will probably, it's gonna be a big different.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, because we were also talking about this in class, how like I think I was talking about it with my AP seminar teachers, but we in America are like so accustomed to like the capitalism lifestyle, like working and working and working, like, you know, that 9 to 5 just to provide for your family, and how like working in America is kind of put like above all, and that's not really normal for other countries. So yeah, it's just interesting to hear how that would be different. Do you get what I'm saying? Like how
that's
like that.
Yeah, the big difference is it's like there's more job here.
Yeah.
Factories and not just factories, but banks, anything.
Yeah.
Teachers and all of those, because back home, most people, they live off of their farm.
Yeah.
Like farming and growing root crops and all of that is how they make their living, selling produce and all of those goodness. So I'm grateful there's still not McDonald's and KFC and all of that back home.
Yeah.
In Tonga, we still still eating the right food.
Yeah.
No fast food yet. So hopefully it will stay the way it is.
Okay, last question. Do you ever see yourself moving back there? Like with mom after you retire or something? After we're all through college? I know you guys talk about it sometimes.
Yeah, we were talking about it at time, but it's Everything is good so far here. So, but every time we go to Florida, and I say, can we stay in Florida? And mom is like, nope. But I know that's different.
Yeah.
If anything, she could have just stayed in Tonga and she'll never come back here. But yeah, it's in the bucket list.
Yeah.
It's always in mind to do that one day or just go visit. So yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Say bye.
Bye, everybody.
Wait, we need to take a picture.